This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to another episode of 180 Degrees, y'all. I'm so excited to be here speaking to you guys. I'm here with Inga Stoffels.
Good evening, everybody. We are excited to be with you guys tonight on Mondays. We still love Mondays over here.
Yes, indeed. Monday is so fun today. However, you will notice that we are missing one key voice. Unfortunately, Amarain Base is not joining us today. She will not be joining us for the next 3 weeks. Actually, she's on holiday. As you guys know, she is a theology student and she took this time off to be with her family. And you know what? We commend her for that decision, because who doesn't want to be with family, especially in these trying COVID times
after coming from
a lockdown? Yes. So we have such a fun-filled show for you guys set up. We have a nice What's Down in Cape Town that will go in right now as we finish speaking. Then we will go into the groovy movie. Then we have an interview that's centered around COVID and youth events. We're speaking to a married couple and it's going to be quite fun.
Yes, I'm super excited for tonight's show. If you want to hear all things youth, all things ministry, all things what did they have to do differently, then stay tuned.
Indeed, you guys. So let's just go straight into the What's Down in Cape Town. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
And welcome to the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. Now, this week's What's Down in Cape Town is actually centered around winter specials, specifically for restaurants. As you know, we are currently in June, and even though it doesn't feel like it, we are actually in winter. So let me get down to the specials. The first one is the Shop Restaurant Winter Special, which goes for two courses for 220 Rand. Now, this restaurant is run by hands-on, energetic, passionate husband and wife team, Kyle and Gabby Knight, who are both qualified chefs. Now, the shop has one simple ethos: locally sourced, sustainable ingredients that produce knockout flavors. It's the kind of place that feels like a good old neighborhood joint. The special will be running until the 31st of August and will be available from Tuesday to Saturday from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can find this place on 14th 3 Anchor Bay Road in Sea Point. Next, we have the Cape Point Vineyard Special, which is a two-course meal as well as some wine for 185 Rand. Now, this Asian-inspired menu consists of a starter of beef wontons and broth and broccoli and shmei, and oh my goodness, this stuff sounds so fun. I cannot even go on because I will just start salivating in the studio, and the equipment here is very expensive. I don't want to ruin it. So let me just let you know that the special will be running until the 30th of June this month. So you have about 9 days to take advantage of this. So make use of that time. It'll be available from Wednesdays to Fridays from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And you can find this place at the Cape Point Vineyards in the Silver Mine Road in Noordhoek. I'm noticing that Silver Mine has a lot of really cool places in that area. The last one, but certainly not the least one, is the 41 Lunch Special. Now, this one offers a two-course meal for 180 Rand. In an area replete with restaurants and coffee shops, this vibrant Camps Bay restaurant has a menu that caters to a variety of different palates, with seafoods, burgers, roast chickens, and many, many more. In addition, they're running a collection of several different cocktails which can be enjoyed. Note that you can get this special with an additional course, so three courses for 195 Rand. Mm-hmm. This special, unlike the others, is running indefinitely, and unlike the others as well, it is available all week from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and you can find this restaurant in 41 Victoria Road in Camps Bay, which is in Cape Town.
I am literally taking these restaurants down and putting it in my memo pad.
Same.
Because I mean, these prices for what you get.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
What would I do without the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show?
I know, I would just be in my house studying all day. I'd get no breaks or nothing.
But, you know, it's winter and I like to be inside. But after seeing this,
And I'm sure these restaurants have like heaters and stuff inside to keep the place warm, which is also really nice because you don't want to be eating your food and shivering.
Exactly. I don't want to be eating my food with blue toes.
Right? Then it's like, how can I enjoy this when I'm worried that I might have to like be carried out of here
because
I have no toes? But let's go into the groovy movie section of the show.
on Rudy. Hey. I walk by it up and it bamboo.
Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
Now we are in the groovy movie section of the show, and you know what? This week's groovy movie is a bit of an oldie, but as I always say, it's a goldie. It's a very iconic film from the 60s, one of the first few films to be shot in color, I feel. It was originally... Actually, no, I'm thinking of another film, but this movie is very iconic. The main actress is one of my favorite actresses from yesteryears.
This is the part where Zoe goes, I'm not going to give too much away, and I'm just going to play the tune.
And you're not wrong. It really is. So if you guys want to listen up and see what exactly this week's groovy movie is, and I really, really hope you know it, you can WhatsApp us the answer to 081-729-1657. We would love to hear from you guys. Now, please, please, please get your Shazam app out. Get your mom out. She'll probably have watched this movie. Yes. So listen up.
You heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. The same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
Wow, guys, we just listened to Miracles by Jesus Culture and... Yeah. Yo,
you can ask Zoe. I was having the time of my life in
the
studio.
She literally was. She was getting down. And if you guys want to see her get down in future, just log on to our Facebook page.
Facebook Live.
Indeed. We are currently live on Facebook. Our Facebook page being Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. If you go there, you'll see us there. And yeah, if you want to see our faces, just go to that Facebook page. But if you want to see the answer for this week's groovy movie, which was a question we pitched before that song, you just have to stick around just a little bit longer. Now, I do not like keeping you guys in suspense. I think after 3 years, you've realized that. I cannot. It's also just because I just cannot keep a secret. So I'm just going to give you guys
the... She really can't.
I'm so bad at it. Don't tell me anything you want kept a secret. So this week's groovy movie is Moon River from the iconic film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Such a good life-changing movie. To all of you guys who guessed that correctly, give yourselves a pat on the back. You indeed know good cinema.
To all of you guys who didn't watch that movie, it's fine. Neither did I.
Well, you guys must just rent it from Apple TV or something, because it will change your life. It's such a good movie.
Well, I am excited for this next part of the show. We are joined by a beautiful, a dynamic, a powerful couple, Bruce and Megan Peterson. They are youth leaders of the Next Gen Ministry. They are also parents of three. They are also fully functioning business people, and they are joined with us tonight on the line. Good evening, Bruce and Megan.
What's up?
Did you like that intro?
And yes,
good evening.
Good evening.
We're so glad to have you guys on the show. Now, I'd just like to ask, can you guys tell us a little bit more about Next Gen Youth?
Megan?
Yes, we can.
So Next Gen is also a movement that our church has started at the Love Church. It's been going on for very few years.
Very few years.
Yeah. And we are a team of just under 20.
No, it's like almost 25.
Yeah, 25 leaders. Yes, and we are planning to just move across Cape Town and just shake the nation and, yeah, and just, you know, uplift the youth and be there for the youth wherever we can, the youth and the young adults. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the vision of NextGen is basically creating a firm foundation. It's just creating a firm foundation for the young people and young adults of the next generation. So basically, the people that the kids and the young adults that we're working with is our next generation. It's our next generation of leaders. It's our next generation of influencers. So we want to make sure that they've got the right foundation and that they're grounded in the Word of God. Because I think that's the biggest issue that we have and that we see in the world today is that if you are a person of influence or if you're in a position of influence, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether you are a parent, whether you are influential at work or you have a position of authority, whether it's in government, anyway, if you don't have the right foundation, it can be very detrimental to the people that that kind of like that's not under you, but people that you oversee or people that you make decisions for, you know, it can be very detrimental to them. So we just want to make sure that our young generation that's coming up, that they're grounded in Christ and that they make the right decisions, you know.
And also NextGen is also a place where young people can feel that they belong and where they're not looked because of the area that they come from, that they're not looked down upon, you know, whether it's race, there's nothing like that within the ministry. It's come as you are. That's always our motto, you know.
Yeah.
Even if you are smoking the night before, you did something bad the night before, you know, the word of the Lord says, come as you are. So we accept anybody, no matter what they've done, you know, we're not there to judge.
Yeah,
we just open hearts. That's all that it is, open hearts.
You know, just listening to Bruce and Megan, to you guys speaking about the next gen, youth and young adults, it sounds like such a big group, you know. And now with, you know, COVID and regulations and everything, since the beginning of COVID, is there anything you've had to do differently within the youth ministry or within the ministry?
Yes. So we obviously, like the whole world, had to adapt. We also had to adapt within the ministry. So what we did was, instead of the young people and the young adults coming to one building, one facility, what we did, we decided to break up the youth leaders and then we would go to the different areas. So we went to the areas of Dalf, Belhar, Shirley Park, where the HQ is at the moment, or where the HQ is, Macassar, which I'm told it's not Macassar, it's Macassar. And Pelican Park. I think that's the old pod. So what we call it, we don't call it campuses or anything. We've named it pods. So each leader will go to, about three leaders will go to a different pod every Friday evening.
And I think it works out a lot better because you don't have a whole lot of different kids coming from different areas and meeting in one place where you've basically got two leaders that goes to each pod. So the kids that are there, it's kids that's familiar with each other, that's in the area, so they're in close contact with one another throughout the week. So the only new person coming in there would be the leader that's kind of coming into that territory kind of thing. So it just reduces the risk a lot.
And also you eliminate the whole issue and challenge of transportation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what we do. Okay.
The only downside to the pods would be that the kids really miss one another because they really enjoy connecting.
Yeah.
They enjoy seeing each other on a Friday evening. Look, I think when we started NextGen, it was a little bit difficult because it was if you have kids coming from the south, you've got kids coming from south, you've got kids coming from Balbo. It's almost like, it's not different cultures, but it's just a different, they're just different in their thinking, you know? And then in the beginning, it was really difficult for them to connect, but They became so used to one another, and the friendships and the bonds that were formed across the different regions. It was really awesome to see how certain kids would influence other kids, and it's positive influencing. Mm. And then, so that's the one downside, is that they really miss each other. And we hope and pray that soon we can bring them together again.
Oh, yes, I definitely believe that the day is coming when we will again not have to live in this new normal where everything is just so scrambled and you can only have like three people in a room. Now, I would like to ask, I heard that last week you guys had a conference planned on Wednesday, but then, you know, Uncle Cyril came and addressed the nation in a bit of a family meeting and scrambled many people's plans. So I would like to ask how you were able to handle that conference after, you know, those nice, kind words from our dear Uncle Cyril.
Yes, yes. For me, it really blew me away what happened. I think he spoke Tuesday night, eh? Tuesday
before
night.
Before the public meeting.
I think everything was planned. We had the maximum limit, maximum numbers, I think, of 100. That was, so the conference was going to be Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and all 3 days were booked for 100 youth and young adults. And then Uncle Cyril spoke, and it was like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the amazing thing is that if you have a strong team like we have, and we appreciate the leaders that we work with so, so much. You know, we went on after Uncle Cyril spoke, and then about, I think, 11 o'clock and 10 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, up to 12 o'clock, we started chatting, we did video calls, and we were like, guys, how are we going to do this? And everybody just came together. Even Inga, like, she was doing the ads. Like, okay, guys, you know, can I do this for the tuck shop? Can I do this ad for the tuck shop? Mm-hmm. You know, and a whole lot of things went on. One of the guys, Yuri, who was our host, I heard he sent a message about 12 o'clock. Hi, I just want to know what kind of host might be, because I was researching what type of different host it is, I can be, and, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing that everybody just came together and it just worked out. Yes, we had to lower the numbers. I think we, from 100 or about 75 youth, we went to about 35. But, you know, everybody was just so willing. So what we actually did is we broke it up. We had two sessions in one day. So the first session consisted of, it was from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and it consisted of the areas Voorburg, the Delft area, basically, and Macassar. And then from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock, it was Belhar. And then Friday evening, we had a young adults conference. And then again, Saturday, we did the area of the South, Pelican Park. And then from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock again, we did Shirley Park, the Belleville area.
And even the Friday night, we only had like 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and we slotted like 2 sessions in. It was like an hour, So, but I think also in all of this, right, yes, we say Uncle Cyril made a call, but we also believe that many other plans are a man's heart, but it's God's plan that will prevail.
Amen.
And, you know, stepping back and thinking of how we had to plan and strategize for this conference, I do believe that it was also God's way of bringing our team closer together, helping us to understand one another better. And really, we were really faced with challenges. It might sound like Bruce was explaining, like, everything worked perfectly, but there was challenges. I mean, we had to rearrange transport to get the kids there. We had to rearrange programs. I mean, our program initially started from, we had a program for Wednesday, we had a program for Friday, and we had 2 sessions booked for Saturday. We were planning to have kids' baptism on Wednesday, and there was a lot of planning that went into it, and then we found out, okay, and then we knew, okay, we could only do 100 kids per event. So then we rescheduled the program around that. And then the Tuesday night, just before the actual conference, we found out, oh, there's only 50 people in a building. And we were like, what do we do? And it was just everything just, I think what the biggest thing for me was that everybody just stepped out of their flesh and out of their perceptions, and nobody thought of, oh, all my hard work and all this, whatever. Everybody just stripped everything that they did And they just said, okay, what is more important? The kids are important.
Yeah.
How are we going to get the message across? And then what is the focus? Yeah. And I think that is what just blew me away. And even the extended church stepped in. Our ushers departed. Our security team. Like, everybody just stepped in last minute, 11, 12 o'clock at night before the actual conference, and just chatting to each other, saying, okay, we can't have 4 ushers, we now need 2 ushers. The security team, are you so good to go? You know, because they're outside. It's all these things.
And I think it's all like, you know, like they say, it always flows from the top, you know. And if it's not for the leadership style of Pastor Van and Pastor Michelle, I don't think we would have been able to adapt, because they are those awesome pastors that throw you in the deep end. And we appreciate it so much, you know, because they really give you a push.
Yeah.
And, you know, it builds your character, it builds your leadership style, because, you know, and we need more leaders like that, people that, like, throw you in the deep end, because you need to swim, you know, you can't sink. So really, a real shout-out to Pastor Van and Pastor Michelle.
And that they never get bogged down by the nitty-gritty details, by the small foxes. Mm. For them, it's always, what is the bigger picture?
Yeah.
What is our end goal? Yeah. What is the end result? And what do we need to do to get there?
All the pastors, Pastor Ashley, Pastor Renal.
Pastor Ashley and Pastor Renal was just as awesome. Yeah. I mean, we were sitting for late printing next gen gear, getting the stuff done. We threw Pastor Ashley in, one of our leaders fell ill, so we had to throw Pastor Ashley in here to do a session.
And that was after Uncle Cyril spoke, so we threw Pastor Ashley in the deep end.
Sure.
The roles were reversed.
But it was awesome, and we don't regret one second of it, really.
And it's actually good that you spoke about, you know, the leadership throwing you in the deep end, because Tuesday night, that's kind of what it was. It was a spur of the moment. What are you going to do about it? Where I think not under normal circumstances, but for anyone else who maybe doesn't have a strong team, they would have said, okay, let's cancel it and let's postpone it, or let's keep it for another time, or let's do it another time. But you continued, and like you said, you thought about the children, not about if it's going to be convenient for you. And the next question I just want to ask is there anything that you guys wish you could have done differently, or that you wish you could have changed?
I think, I don't know if you have any regrets, or if you have any things that you wish you could have done.
I live a life of no regrets.
Okay.
Love it.
But yeah, continue.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I don't think, like Megan said, you know, I believe that everything that happens during the season that we're in, it just happens for a reason. And, you know, I don't think one can ever look back and say, what if, because then you're just going to be knocking yourself the whole time. But yeah, I think like we discussed early on, it's just, you know, if circumstances were different, we would have loved to have jammed everybody in one room and have a massive conference, have everybody from all the different churches coming together, because there's so many, you know, different churches that it's as if somebody has made a thing where, you know, your church is versus my church, you know, and we need to come together and, you know, and
be kingdom-minded and not church-minded.
Yeah, so, you know, that would have been the one thing that we would have loved to have, that would have been different. But, you know, God's plan prevailed at the end. Lives got saved. Young people got unleashed.
The
conference, they got unleashed.
Mm. Oh, yes. Let me just update, Zoe. The conference theme was unleashed.
Wow.
Yes.
I love that name. I love it. I would like to ask you guys are leaders for youth, so I know you have a lot of inspirational and encouraging words, as well as a lifetime of experience for anyone who is listening. So I would like to ask if there's a message of encouragement that you have for anyone out there who's listening and just needs a little bit of hope.
Give a word of hope.
I think for me, definitely what I'd like to encourage the encourage or leave you guys with, it's basically the word that we also shared at the conference Unleashed. It's that, and I mean, we based it out of Mark 13 and verse 26 to 36. And it's just talking about the coming of Christ and Him leaving us with duties for His return.
Yeah.
And for us not to have any regrets, or when anything happens to us, that
that we would have lived a full life, that we would have lived out our purpose that God has placed us on this earth for. And so many times, trials and tribulations and situations and circumstances weigh us down and it bogs us down and we become so consumed with me, myself, and I, where we need to get to a point where we lay it at the cross and we really say, Lord, my flesh is weak and I cannot face the situation, but the bigger picture is that I'm a vessel for you. So whatever I'm faced with, Lord, just help me through it, so that I can be used as a vessel for you, so that I can be used for the bigger picture, for somebody out there that needs me or that needs that helping hand, you know. So that's the biggest thing. And I think that's a scary thing. It's really just dying to self and realizing what we've been placed on this earth for, and that is to serve and to make disciples, you know.
And I think also, if I could also add on, I know Inga asked earlier on, I think it was Inga that asked earlier on, like, what about, did you guys ever think of canceling? And I, like, had a weak moment on Thursday evening where I actually phoned Pastor there and I told him, like, Pastor, like, yo, like, things are happening. Like, you know, you're hearing of more cases. And, you know, it's, and it's scary because the reality is that it is, the thing is real. You know, and you want to protect as many people, but you also want to spread the gospel. And then he said, no, Bruce, let's go with it. Let's pray about it and let's go with it. And then I also shared this with the leaders Friday morning. And, you know, I woke up opposite 3 and then I just started praying in bed. And I was like, yo, Lord, like, you know, I don't want to have this feeling of doubt, you know, like, because, I mean, you know, so many leaders out there, you don't need to be strong. You are human. So if we have a weak moment, we have a weak moment. And then 6 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And then this word just dropped in my spirit. It's in Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And after reading that word, I just felt like, you know, every negative thought just dropped out of my spirit and out of myself. And, you know, I just went on and I shared this with everybody. And, you know, sometimes fear comes in because it's natural. Fear is a natural thought. I mean, a feeling, an emotion. So, you know, but when it comes, you know, we need to attack it with the word of God, you know, and not let it get the better of us. So, yeah, so. That's it.
Listening to this makes me excited for next year's conference. Can we expect, can we expect a conference for 2022?
Definitely.
Awesome. Inga, did you say a camp also?
I don't know. Am I hearing camp? Am I hearing camp?
I don't know.
Did I say that out loud?
You did. It might be heavenly thoughts. What will go with it?
So if any of the listeners would like to find NextGen, where can we find you guys on the socials?
You can find us on the TLC Love Church page, Facebook page, as well as the NextGen Facebook page, as well as the NextGen Insta page.
Yep.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Did I miss one, Inga?
No. No, Facebook and Instagram sounds about right.
Man, that was great. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Bruce and Megan. This was such a lovely talk. And also hearing your words of inspiration, I really feel like many people listening in can take them to heart. I can even take them to heart to live without regret. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Thank you for
having us.
The pleasure is all ours. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. That was quite a conversation.
They were so
nice.
Energetic and made me excited, made me forget there was even a pandemic going on.
Right? I love talking to Christians who work with like youth and children because they're all just so bubbly. I'm like, give me some of that.
I need that excitement.
Exactly. The zeal they have for life. It's so amazing. I really enjoyed that.
Me too. Speaking of excitement, I think we have a couple of questions or facts coming up.
Yes, indeed we do. But first, we got to listen to a goldie, an oldie, and a favorite here at 180 Degrees. Please listen to Beauty by Aisha Woods. I know you've heard it before and you loved it as much as we did.
Bible quiz. And we've come to the Bible quiz section of the show. And without any further ado, you know I'm not like Zoe. I just get straight to the point. So, The question for tonight is, what is the first of the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5?
There are like 10 of those commandments. I know like in totality there are what, 300 like different rules? But that is quite an interesting one. The first one you think might be the most important one. But some people say it's another one that I will not say because I don't want to give it away.
Zoe. That's what Zoe's good at. So what is the first of the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5? You can send us your answer to 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. Now we'll go over into the happy health tip.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting.
Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
I'm still waiting for that day, Zoe sitting here with my chocolate. And gives me that chocolate since it's the true source of happiness.
You know what? When your birthday comes up, I'll have a fat stack of chocolate for you. I just want to make sure you're happy at all times. Because on Monday, aww, it's a fun day.
Thank you, Zoe.
And much more fun than chocolate.
So for today's happy health tip, we are going to looking at skincare tips.
Ooh.
So there are 5 skincare tips that I have for you today. Number 1. Protect yourself from the sun. One of the most important ways to take care of your skin is to protect it from the sun. A lifetime of sun exposure can cause wrinkles, age spots, and other skin problems. For the most complete sun protection, use sunscreen, seek shade, and wear protective clothing.
It's so interesting, this specific tip, because there needs to be a balance, because getting sunshine is so good for you, but then like too much and
you're like, my skin, but also I need vitamin D.
Exactly.
So
you need to find that balance.
Number 2, don't smoke. Smoking makes your skin look older and contributes to wrinkles. Smoking narrows the tiny blood vessels in the outermost layers of the skin, which decreases blood flow and makes your skin paler.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I had no idea. Moving on to number 3, treat your skin gently. Daily cleansing and shaving can take a toll on your skin. To keep it gentle, limit your bath time, avoid strong soaps, shave carefully, pat dry, and moisturize dry skin. You know, I heard about that pat thing.
Really?
When I started, you know, washing my face, I used to just take the towel and like rub it. And they said, no, you mustn't rub your skin like and work so harsh with your skin.
Yeah.
Like, you must just pat it. And I was like, but then it's not going to be dry.
Right?
Anyway.
I feel like I need to do everything you just mentioned. Especially
worry,
the moisturizing.
I'll send you the health tip. Number 4. Eat a healthy diet. I feel like eating a healthy diet always comes in somewhere in this
so
health
true.
Tips. Eating a healthy diet. A healthy diet can help you look and feel your best. Eat plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. The association between diet and acne isn't clear, but some research suggests that a diet rich in fish oil or fish oil supplements and low in unhealthy fats and processed or refined carbohydrates might promote younger looking skin.
Ooh.
Drink plenty of water and keep your skin hydrated. And the last one, number 5, and I feel like this is the most important one.
So true.
Manage stress. Uncontrolled stress can make your skin more sensitive and trigger acne, breakouts, and other skin problems. To encourage healthy skin and a healthy state of mind, take steps to manage your stress. Get enough sleep, set reasonable limits, scale back your to-do list, and make time to do the things you enjoy.
That's really interesting. I always preach that managing your stress is something very important that you need to do. But to find out that you can literally look older, like I was always like, your body will break down if you're not managing your stress. But my skin, that's where I draw the line.
That's where, oh, no, definitely. Because that's like the first thing people see.
Right?
It's the skin.
Yes. I mean, like you could probably ignore like your organs, but like your skin, that's a little bit more in your face. Yeah, you guys have heard the happy health tips. Please take these to heart. I know I will.
I will. Because this mask is really Right? Bothering my chin.
Maskne.
Wow.
I'm
Maskne. I yes. like that.
Mm, it's a real deal. Now listen to The End by Mac Brock featuring Lindsay Cook, you guys. It's 5 minutes of pure bliss.
Tweet us at IMYMovement.
So you just listened to The End by Mac Brock featuring Lindsay Cook, and it was very soothing. I quite enjoyed that song. And oh my goodness, you guys, we are currently at the bottom of the hour. It is 6 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we have come to the end of 180 Degrees. It was quite a fun show, you guys. I really enjoyed the groovy movie. As I told you guys, it's from an iconic film I love. I love the What's Down in Cape Town. I'm planning to go out to these restaurants and feast at a reduced price. And even the happy health tip, it was very, very, very insightful. I hope you guys understand that I am 100% joking at all times, especially when I say you should take care of your skin over your internal organs, because your skin is actually the largest organ on your body. So it wouldn't really make sense to neglect that. But yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. I know I did, and I cannot wait for next week. It's going to be such a fun show. Please send your prayers out to Amarena. She's in Murraysburg enjoying her vacation, as well as to Inga. She's at home currently with her child. This has been 180 Degrees signing out, but please stick around even though I'm leaving. Wait around for the next youth show. It's quite fun and you don't want to miss it. Goodbye for now, you guys.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.